We're heading into deep December, and that means winter vacation for American school kids. Our next story takes us to a school in South Korea where the normal school calendar has been set aside because the school has no students, at least not kids. The World's Bianca Hillier explains.
That's right, zero students. Zero new students enrolled at a rural elementary school in South Korea last year. Chairs were left empty. Lee Ju-young is the school's principal.
Our school is deep in the countryside, so not only is the population low, but the birth rate also keeps dropping.
So the school came up with a plan. Fill the empty chairs with local elders who didn't know how to read or write. 75-year-old Hwang Bak Nim is one of the school's new students.
Now that I'm going to school, I'm learning new things. It's been really nice.
Principal Lee Ju-young said the elderly students are mostly women.
They've lived all their lives sacrificing for their families, usually male siblings. There was a culture of sending sons to school but not daughters. The root cause was poverty.
As a child, Bak Nim went to school for only one day. She had to work instead to make money for her family. Now, Bak Nim knows how to read and write. But the school has given her more than literacy.
I really like that I have a place to go at this age.
Another reminder that there's always time for lifelong learning. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
Bianca files a daily story for the World's Smart Speaker Show. It's called The Number in the News. Add The Number in the News to your news queue on your Alexa or Google Home Smart Speaker.